Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, this morning we will discuss a very profound, a very powerful prophetic supplication and dua. We have problems, we have anxiety, we have worries, we have fears. Sometimes the person is worried about his financial situation, he's in debt, somebody is not well. Many people are suffering depression. It comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a cure, it's a remedy for 99 diseases. 99 trials, problems you have, but he's just reciting la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is a cure for 99 problems and sicknesses and diseases that we have. And the lowest of these diseases is depression, anxiety. Awf bin Malik al-Ash'i radiallahu ta'ala, he and his wife, they come running to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the enemy, the disbelievers have kidnapped our son Salim. So they were concerned, they were worried. What should we do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them two things. Adopt taqwa. And recite La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billah in abundance. The moment they just started doing this, Salim radiallahu ta'ala, who was kidnapped by the enemy, Allah made it such that the enemy fell asleep and he managed to loosen the ropes that they had tied him with. He broke free, and as he was escaping, there was a whole herd of camels belonging to the enemy. And he drove those camels also back with him. And when he came to Madinah Munawwara, obviously his parents were elated seeing him here, that he has come back. And they went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah sallam, Salim is back. This is what happened. But he's got camels of the enemy. Is this permissible for us? The ayat came down, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Whoever fears Allah, Allah makes an opening for him from all type of difficulties, and Allah provides for him from unseen sources. So they were allowed to take those camels as well. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, once there was riots in India, and people came to him very worried. He said, read so many times, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. They didn't even reach the amount that he had prescribed, and Allah Ta'ala brought sukoon. So in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, another riwayat says, Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala, is in the narration of Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned similar things to them. Ala adulluka ala kanzim min kunuzil jannah. Should I not show you a treasure of the treasures of Jannah? One narration says, should I not show you such words that come from beneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this treasure, the treasure is something that you have, something precious in it. And these words, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, are extremely precious, very, very, very powerful. Whatever problem you have, read it with sincerity. What does it mean? La hawla, there is no turning away from any sin except with help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is put in a situation and is tempted, and the sin is coming very strong upon him. The moment he says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, if he ponders and he reflects, that there is no turning away from the sin except with help from Allah. Wala quwwata illa billah. Even the ibadah that we're making, it is the strength that we receive is only from Allah. So there's no turning away from any sin and disobedience except with Allah's assistance. And there is no going towards good actions except with strength from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, when the muazzin says, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, in the jawab, in response to that, we say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We're coming for salat. And of course, our mothers and sisters at home, we are reading salat because Allah is giving us the tawfiq. Allah is giving us the ability. And when the person says this, Allah Ta'ala says, Aslama abdi wa saslama inqada. He has submitted to me. And he has resigned his affairs to me. This is La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Read in abundance. And inshallah, we see the benefit of it. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.